other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks. Here we are on this Wednesday live edition of this bubble transmission against tyranny. We'll be going to Jack and Jim and Diane and others here in a few minutes. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. What do you think about this article from CNN? To get access into the new computer crime database in Mexico, you've got to have a microchip. And their attorney general has gotten it, and his top employees, only the coolest, have gotten it to access this omnipresent system. And to be in the military in the U.S., they've already told them they're going to start this. I knew that a year ago. The Italian government's talking about making all their employees take the chip. And it's going to work like this. You can't get in the nightclub without the chip. We've had CEOs of these companies, managers of them on to say this. Oh, you can't come in the mall unless you've got the chip. Well, it's private property. You don't have to. And then pretty soon you have to do this everywhere. Sounds like Revelations, doesn't it? And yeah, they're using it as a handbook of control. But the Christian churches say this is all great, and they just love the government putting it in, and they think it's wonderful, and they're not going to warn anybody. They think it's all fun. A total control, ladies and gentlemen. Attorney General Rafael Macedo said a number of his staff had also been fitted with chips, which will give them exclusive and secure access to a national computerized database for crime investigators that went live on Monday. Secure and exclusive. And it goes on that you're not going to be allowed in to work at the Attorney General's office unless you don't have the chip. Mexico is probably the second most corrupt country in the world, but we never hear about it. North Korea is number one, and then number two is Mexico, from what I've seen and what I've studied. They have the largest third world population, not per capita. Yes, per capita, by obviously largest third world population is China, more second world, or most populated country in Africa, Nigeria, 290 million people. What I'm talking about is the ratio between poor and rich. They have the biggest underclass, the most tiny elite. And they love it. Japan has very subservient people living over there. They're moving ahead with it there. And, when in Rome, do as the Romans do, huh? Go ahead and take your chip, and then you can be so cool. And they're selling it to the youth as a trendy, rebellious thing. Daddy-o, you know, your parents are square. Take the chip, so cool. You get discounts. Already trying to get to SeaWorld, or now they've announced Disney World or Land got a hand scan. Or you can pay double. That's right, double. We have a little video piece on the website, the text report on that, where I went and showed it a few months ago. So this is the new freedom. And they have this Texas cable network that's on, and they have got a piece where they were going, Texas stores all over are putting in thumb scanners. You've got to do it to authorize your credit card. It's to stop fraud, and please enjoy it. And, it's all part of the freedom. Don't mind the helicopters and blimps they're launching. It'll be tethered. The blimps look into your walls with ground-penetrating radar. It's all part of the freedom. And never mind that. You want a job in government, got to have the chip. You know, keeps you safe. I mean, 21st century, baby. And the yuppies that laughed at me 6-7 years ago talking about implantable chips and the government plan, as I read it from the Pentagon's own documents, then again in 2000. Now that it's being announced, they go, hey, they've told me on the street, what's the big deal? Just afraid of progress, Alex. But you laughed at me 5 years ago, said it wouldn't happen. Whatever. Well, so what? You know, can't beat it, join it. I'm like, yeah, take your vaccines, too, full of cancer viruses. Sure there are, Alex. I'm a yuppie. I can't admit that anyone rules over me. I'm all powerful. I drive a Lexus.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa. So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol? Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, 8 minutes, 27 seconds into the hour. I mean, we're calmly sitting here with CNN going, you won't be able to access the new super crime database in Mexico unless you've got a microchip. It's exclusive. What are the terms here? Exclusive access. And it's solely for access and for safety and so that I can be located at any moment wherever I am, he said, admitting that the chip hurt a little. And again, Applied Digital says in their corporate writings, people go, Alex, and I've actually gotten emails, are you a government agent? You said 3 years ago that Applied Digital was really owned by IBM. Because I stayed up 2 or 3 hours one night. I do this all the time. And last night I was on Coast to Coast till 1, just an hour, and then I couldn't go to sleep. I was all wound up. I was up till about 3, and then woke up with a prodigious backache for some reason, but I'll just surf around and read. But I went to their financial postings, their own stuff, and it's, you know, IBM owns the debt on the company, really is the owner. And people go, how did you know that? Because later it came out in the newspapers. Oh, how did you? Because I read this stuff. And they talked about how they can use cell towers to resonate off these, to track you, how they've got high-powered models coming out, how they're going to make everybody take them, how to buy and sell, you're going to have it, and the government's behind it, financing it, even back during Bill Clinton. and now with George Bush. And Applied Digital is just one little front company. I mean, Motorola's in on this. Everybody is developing it. And they really are going to do it. They're just going to say, hey, you're going to take a chip. You know, if you want half off at the mall, and most of the population will go ahead and take it, they'll go, man, I don't want to do it. But it's kind of like one of those customer loyalty cards. I mean, if I get the strawberries for $5 without it and for $2.50 with it, I'm going to get the loyalty card. Well, and then the industry has said you're going to accept RFID, face scanning, thumb scanning, because you get the discounts. And then once enough people are doing it, they're going to make you do it. And then they're going to have terror groups in the country controlled by the government that are going to blow things up. And then, you know, email statements saying we are the Christian, you know, Liberation Freedom Front. We are against the implantable microchip and the beast system. And the Christian groups will do horrible stuff like blowing up daycare centers. They won't bomb government buildings. I hate giving them ideas, but their theoreticians have already come up with this and already know the mind. The mind of the New World Order. I ask God to be given the mind of the New World Order, to be able to see the mind of the New World Order. And that's how I can basically not just the studying and the facts and the roadmap. You know, it's like if you've studied football all your life, you just know what the play's going to be and know what's going to happen. You're totally into it. Well, I'm totally into this. So let me tell you what's going to happen. This is how it'll work, okay? Whether it's 5 or 10 years from now, depending on how many terror attacks they carry out. They'll have supposed Christian groups who they'll claim have teamed up with the Muslims. And they'll go, even the evil Muslims agree with these evil Christians who call themselves Christians. They claim they're fighting the great Satan. They refuse to take the chip. And again, this week they blew up a daycare center, and they'll show piles of dead babies and, you know, hit the heartstrings. And then they'll even catch one of the leaders, and he'll say horrible things on TV, and I don't care what you say, I did it, you're evil. And then they'll say, but after the smallpox attack, you know, Mr. Green or whatever his name will be, we had to have the chips. You know, 1 million people died. It saved people. We had security after that. And then, you know, he'll say a bunch of horrible stuff and be discredited, and then they'll show more video of him. And it'll go through all of these machinations. Oh, it's so hard to describe this picture. And so that's how it's going to work, and you'll be treated. Cops on TV will be a group of Christians running for the hills, trying to break through a checkpoint. And it'll show the helicopters go in and hit them with magnetic pulse weapons, which, by the way, are going to be fitted on most of the police cars. I have the AP report. And they'll hit it with that, and then the family will jump out, and they'll spray them with machine gun bullets, and you'll just go, yeah, for the team! What's wrong with those people? Those terrorists? They're the ones that, you know, just last year blew up the courthouse downtown. And so terror will be a weekly event, something being blown up, you know, an anthrax sprinkling, a smallpox release on a yearly basis, more and more fear, checkpoints out of all the toll roads they've built, microchips, and there'll be all the topless bars you could ever want, and there'll be all the alcohol, and half the population will be on Prozac and other soma-type drugs, not just the 10% that's on it now. And the preachers will worship the government, and they'll all be federally funded and controlled, and they'll claim that the Christian groups fighting the microchip of the Antichrist forces. And so when you try to get your neighbor to go buy you groceries because you refuse to take the chip, finally they'll go ahead and report you, or they'll look at the buying habits and go, you've only got three people in your house, but you're buying food for 8 people. We've scanned you. We know your biometric walk and your biometric weight, and we have your metabolism from the scanners. You're feeding other people, and under the Patriot Act, that's an act of terror. Any type of barter is. It's in the subsection. And so you'll be arrested, and then as you're drug off, your neighbors will go, I knew there was something wrong with them. If they just join us and take the chip, everything would be okay. If they just go along with the freedom, if everyone had it, it would stop all the crime. But they won't take it, so the terrorists keep striking. And my little 22-year-old Bobby just died on the Eastern Front in the
in Kazakhstan, and my son wouldn't have been sent if my neighbors weren't secretly aiding the Abulabu terrorist.
And so they'll go through all of this, and I just had a really key point I wanted to make to you. On this subject, you think I'm joking? In Road to Tyranny, I have Andy Rooney on 60 Minutes saying, I can't go to the Giants game. I used to bring a sandwich and a green tea, and I can't get in my Giants game now. If we could just have something implanted under our skin to so the government would know who the good people were, it'd be all right, and I want it. And, of course, I flash up an image of a Jew in a death camp with the IBM tattoo on them for their international business machine. That the Nazis had to decide how much to feed him, whether to kill him or not, how old they were. They entered all the numbers in. And then Sean Hannity says every child needs a chip. They've all been liberals, conservatives. They're all, you've seen it in the news, promoting it. It's good. Hey, and hey, if the guy in the $2,000 suit says the implantable chips are good, it must be normal. See, they just act like it's normal. You don't have any moral compass or bearing as a yuppie, as a trendy, as a hippie, as whatever you are, as a neocon, you know, who thinks they've hit the top of the, you know, the heap because they got the country club membership, and so you're not worried. You're too cool to worry. And so, meanwhile, they're just saying it's cool to take a chip, and, oh, if you want to do government work, and all these movies where the cool guys got the chip or the plug-in to the, you know, the Matrix, and, you know, you got to have the plug-in to even fight the New World Order. Why, to get online, you got to have it. To have a job, you got to have it. They're already proposing making you take it. Now, at first, it'll be the trendy thing to do, the cool thing to do, to have a government job, or if you've got Alzheimer's, if you're a prisoner. Bureau of Prisons 2 years ago in California made the purchase order for thousands of chips. But then there was a big protest, and people said, this is insane, so they backed off. That's Associated Press. I mean, folks, they're really moving ahead with a plan to make us take chips. And don't think, and look, they're going to carry out terror attacks. They're going to kill children and then blame those of us that are against it with the terrorism. And then they'll have their actors up there on TV in the show trials, you know, admitting all their horrible crimes, but saying it was for the better good. And the idiots will sit there and watch it and believe it. And it's going to be horrible. It's going to be horrible. You wonder how they're going to do this? And the people in your church are going to go out and take it. Oh, they're going to love it, folks. They're going to, because they'll go, well, it can't be the beast because I hadn't been raptured. It can't be the beast. I hadn't been raptured. And the churches are already setting it up where they're saying Jesus is going to literally rule in Jerusalem, and he's going to have to fight with the Antichrist forces. So it's really going to be the Antichrist, and then he's going to claim that we're the Antichrist and be killing us. That's the great delusion. And this is what they're going to do. I hope you understand that. And these neocon Christians will love it when they cut your head off. Then it's going to be a carnival atmosphere. Almost every child in the country plays games where they cut people's heads off, torture, rape, kill, slaughter, machine gun, behead. And we're all being acclimated to accept this. And it's all being normalized. And it's all being promoted. And torture's being promoted and legitimized. And we're being psychologically warped to accept this. Now, we can be given a reprieve. It doesn't have to happen. Now, 5-6 years ago, I told you what would happen now, and we're right on schedule, and unfortunately, I was right again. You gonna, in 5 years, when I'm long gone, folks, long gone, are you gonna go, man, I wish I'd have listened to him then? Are you? Because I can see the mind of the New World Order as clear as day. But it's like trying to describe the Grand Canyon to somebody. I see the intricacies, the finest detail. I see their program in calculated levels and you know, this mystery of evil the Bible talks about. You know, this force manipulating and weaving it and designing it. I see it as plain as day. And again, you just got to see it for yourself. One cannot be told what this system is. You've got to just see it for yourself. Open your eyes. Do you have the courage to see what I see? Do you? Do you see what I see?
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over a moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom-line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Day began with a special service.
The rescue of the hostages you have
is headed for
the war on terror until they are credited.
Senator.
Not getting all the news that's fit to print due to mainstream press censors? Then subscribe to America's newspaper, the American Free Press. No censors, no spin doctors, and no government snoops here. Just honest news that affects you. The American Free Press supports what the majority of Americans want, like lower taxes, stopping illegal immigration, and ending our meddling in foreign affairs. The American Free Press supports the American people, and now you can become a subscriber to the AFP with an incredible offer. Sign up today and receive the original first 19 issues on CD plus two copies of the Citizens Rulebook as our gift with your one-year subscription. A one-year subscription is only $59. Call toll-free 888-699-NEWS and use code 78109. That's 888-699-NEWS and use code 78109 or visit GCNLive.com and click on the American Free Press banner.
Stop paying over $2 an ounce for fresh wheatgrass juice at your local juice bar. Did you know you can grow and juice your own fresh, healthy wheatgrass in your own kitchen for only pennies an ounce? It doesn't take much space, just a small area of countertop, windowsill, or porch, and you can have fresh, juiceable wheatgrass in only 10 days. Growing your own wheatgrass is not only healthy, but it's a fun hobby too. Wheatgrasskits.com is your one-stop source for all your wheatgrass needs. Wheatgrasskits.com carries a full line of wheatgrass, barleygrass, sprouting, herb, and salad green growing kits, including a full line of growing supplies, mini greenhouses, manual and electric juicers, flaxseed grinding supplies, soy milk making kits, and much more. Go online and check them out at www.wheatgrasskits.com or call 801-375-2250. That's 801-375-2250. Wheatgrasskits.com.
All right, Jack, you were up next, but you hung up, of course, right? I was about to go to you, so let's go to Jim, Diane, JR, and others. Jim, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Excellent, Alex. I did catch you, most of your interview on Coast to Coast last night, and I was very impressed. It was an excellent interview, and I'm really surprised that that Nori allowed you to get off as much information as he can. Looks like he's turning the corner slightly, and I really can't say it's Nori. I'm sure it's his producers that that allowing this allowing you this medium to get that information out there.
Well, I mean, I'm just thankful for a venue to talk to 14 million people an hour. What else is on your mind?
Also, the last guest, the guest that came up after you, he also tipped his hat to you as well. He was very impressed as well with the information that you presented.
I heard that. That was nice.
Yeah. Excellent. My other thing was your, you have 8 videos out, I believe, correct?
10.
You have 10?
10.
Okay, I think I have, okay, I have 8 then. I know you had 2 more out.
That's America Destroyed by Design, America Wake Up or Waco, Police State 2000, Police State 2 The Takeover, Police State 3 Total Enslavement, Comprehensive Annual Financial Reports Exposed, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, 9/11 The Road to Tyranny, The Masters of Terror, and The Matrix of Evil.
There it is. I'm missing The Matrix of Evil. Okay. I'll remedy that one as we speak.
Well, I appreciate your support, sir.
Yeah, no problem. Whatever we can do, Alex. I mean, we have to do something. I mean, you're only a one-man army, so as much support as we can give you, you definitely need it. You and others like you anyway. In reference to the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report, I'm here in Texas. I'm in El Paso. And I found our city's Comprehensive Financial Report actually on a back shelf at the library.
And again, that's the real set of government books, not the budget.
Correct. Looking through it, El Paso has probably the second highest tax rate in the state of Texas and one of the lowest incomes per capita. And I looked in there, and they had somewhere in the neighborhood of like $18.5 billion sitting on these accounts in there, and I was definitely flabbergasted at what I saw in there. So I called my local talk show radio host, a guy by the name of Greg Feynman, who's no longer with Clear Channel. He left and took a job with Granger. He pitched a bitch, Alex. He had a fit. He's always sending me the information. I sent it to him, and I could never get on the air again. Whenever I brought it up, he would cut me off and go on to the next caller.
Well, it's the biggest game in town, and it's a video we don't promote like we should. But in the film, we show the state of Texas with hundreds of billions of dollars in surplus while they're claiming they're broke.
Well, I was definitely shocked yesterday. Excuse me, I didn't mean to cut you off. Yesterday when the guy called in and you indicated that the University of Austin, Texas at Austin, they've got somewhere in the neighborhood of $24 billion that they publicly admit to, but yet hitting on the books there, they have, I think you said it was like $118
billion? $118 billion, yeah.
Wow. Absolutely. And they raise the rates every year.
That's right.
Wow. We have to get this information out to people, Alex, some way, somehow, and hopefully that the American people will.
I mean, the power, the control we're talking about, and people don't think that they wouldn't take over with these electronic voting machines, but they won't let you investigate them, and when you do, you find out it's a fraud, and these yuppies are out there laughing about it. I mean, this is the end of America, folks.
That's where we're headed. I mean, people are going to wake up, and you won't be able to do anything without. We're going to be communist Russia, communist China all over again. I mean,
worse.
People say, oh, it won't happen here.
Worse.
But, I mean, yeah, it's rapidly becoming that way because people stick their head in the sand
Hey, look, I say this every day because it's important. The average American doesn't know what the Fourth Amendment is, who the vice president is, how many continents there are. They can't list hardly any state capitals, but they'll tell you their opinion all day about everything. And they're totally ignorant and know nothing. And it's very painful. Thanks for the call. I'm glad you're informed. And, of course, I mean, that comprehensive annual financial report, that is the big secret. Let's take another call here. Let's talk to Diane in Texas. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
I enjoy your show. I have learned so much. We moved here from Ohio, and we don't have access channels in Ohio like we do here, and it's amazing. I mean, it's safe to do is turn on your TV and people can get educated. But
but they're moving to shut it down, you know.
Probably, I think.
Oh, no, they are. They are moving to that.
I was amazed that it was on this long. But I'm calling to find out if you have talking about Agenda 21. I read a little bit about it. I found out about it listening to another show very similar to yours.
Well, which part of Agenda 21?
How they want to structure how the communities and
the
local, you know, just city limits and whatever. And
yeah, stay there. We'll talk about Agenda 21, Metro Government, and the New World Order.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Just once, I'd like to clean my car's leather upholstery without sliding across the seat on every turn. Just once, I'd like to get a beautiful shine without a slick, oily resin that attracts dust and dirt. Introducing Just Once, the amazing non-slip protectant. Just Once cleans, protects, and shines vinyl, leather, rubber, and hard plastics. Its patented formula eliminates slippery surfaces, provides optimum UV protection against the sun's harmful rays, and outlasts those other less effective formulas. Just Once is excellent for use on cars, trucks, motorcycles, boats, truck bedliners, and RVs. You can use it on dashboard, leather and vinyl interiors, motorcycle seats and tires, floor mats, convertible tops, brake pedals, or anywhere you need ultimate protection, including leather furniture, shoes, and purses. Just Once has been used commercially nationwide, and now it's available to you. To order, call 888-578-6623 or visit justonce.com on the World Wide Web. That's justonce.com.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Without the renegades, Lord knows where we'd be. When it comes to heroes, renegades are mine. And I know we've got a short segment of that song there on the computer, but why don't you try to find that whole Steve Vai song, Thank God for the Renegades. We ought to play that before the show ends, take some more calls, some more news here, but you know, just thinking about things here, I love my life. I love my family. I want to watch my children grow up in a free society. And, you know, I realize the course I'm on. I know the danger to be a big fish in the fight against the New World Order, kind of a canary in the coal mine. But when you realize that the globalists attack all of us, the people that serve them, they test on them like guinea pigs. They put horrible things in our vaccines, horrible things in our water. New York's comprehensive annual financial report, the last time I looked in 2000, had over $1.4 trillion. That's a public document. It took the library, but again, no one discusses it. The media won't talk about it. It's the real set of books. Over $1 trillion. These are the numbers we're talking about. This isn't free market, folks. This is a few people controlling, putting out false financial numbers, having a discussion on issues that are a small part of the full financial spectrum. And they're not free market. It's about control. And now it's about getting more control over you. And they know you're dumbed down, you're fad-driven, you're not informed, you're overworked. The media is a bunch of just glossy pop garbage, manipulating you to have childlike minds. And as men especially, we can't have childlike minds. And women, you shouldn't have childlike minds. You should really be informed. This stuff really affects you. The New World Order killed 200 million people in the last century, and they're gearing up to make that look like just a small hors d'oeuvre, just an appetizer before the grand feast. And nothing is going to change the facts of where we're going and what's happening. You can deny it all day, make excuses, stick your head in the sand. It doesn't protect you. And as I have learned just how evil the globalists are, my commitment's become even stronger. And my fear of this tyranny has evaporated like spirits at the break of dawn, as one of our founding fathers said. Paraphrase. Mark Twain said, in the beginning, a patriot is a scarce man, hated and feared. But in time when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. And I'm here. I'm alive. I have the freedoms that are still left. Because men died, sacrificed. Because they stood up to Pinkerton regulators and British soldiers. And because they broke their backs developing the land, and their wives suffered and went through so much. And regardless of what color you are, your ancestors fought and strived to give you a better life. I mean, that's all people talked about 200 years ago was posterity. They knew how quick death was. That's how somebody could go out and have a duel with you instantly over their honor. They knew it was fleeting. You know, the average age was 35 years old. They were much more alive because death was so much more real. They weren't in this denial. And they were ready to die. And because of that, we had much greater freedom. And 4% of the population had half the world's wealth, and it was distributed through the free market to a mass of people. And you had opportunity. And cops didn't treat you with disrespect. And the richest man couldn't shove you out of the way in the street. And you could protest and demonstrate and be involved. And now that's all being destroyed. And so I owe a debt to my children and to 100 generations past them, 1,000 generations from now. I owe an even greater debt to the future. Because humanity, the human spirit, creativity, the incredible things we could do, if we didn't have corrupt, ruthless, sadistic control freaks that seem to always get in control because the general mass is loving and sweet and ignorant and dumbed down and naive. If we had people of honor and will and duty who were willing to face the facts and count the cost and willing to have discernment and to ask God for discernment, then we could break the back of the New World Order overnight and push this thing off another 100 years. But it is assured now, unless you take action in mass, that you're not going to have to wait very long to taste real, live tyranny. I mean, at Mach 10, at warp speed, hair on fire, to all the renegades, past, present, and future, to everyone from this space and place in time, July 14th, 2004, year of our Lord, from Central Texas, in enemy New World Order held territory under massive mind control, out of the mind control, out of time, I warn everyone to resist tyranny and never give in to it, because laying down to tyranny only means more of you will be abused and fed upon. Serving this system is the quickest way to be enslaved. The system abuses its own more than it abuses those of us that fight. So for all of you, to all the renegades, past, present, and future, this song's for you. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here, live. Let's go back to your calls. Diane in Texas, then JR, and others. Go ahead and finish up what you were saying.
I was asking about a local Agenda 21, and I'm trying to find out more about it, and I haven't heard much about it at all.
Okay, it's all part of a larger UN treaty plan of how to set up toll roads, federalized schools, police departments, the control grids, kicking us off the private property, the curriculum in the schools. It's all just UNESCO programs that Bush, of course, has signed back on to. We were never really off of it. What Reagan did was just because of massive, you know, back when we still had voting, a massive anger about the UNESCO program, so Reagan got us out of it. Bush put us back into it. And so that's really what the Project 21 and its Border Region 21 and all these systems do.
Can we go to the meetings and get this on discussion and you know, let them know that we don't want this? But no one's talking about it except for like shows like yours.
Well, I mean, they got
people
thousands
don't know
of,
about it.
They got thousands of emails and thousands of calls. No one wanted to have, you know, nine roads in Austin. They say seven. I look at the map. It's nine. You can't go anywhere without going on a toll road. No one wanted it. But they say, we don't care because we got electronic voting machines. That's the point. We've got to have a paper recount, a petition, a recall of the electronic voting machines. Because if they got that, they got everything.
Right.
Other than grand juries and juries, which are being rubber stamped.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very serious issue. Thanks for the call. JR in Texas. Go ahead, JR.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
I've been listening to your show for about 5 years now. I started listening to your show when I used to live in Austin back in the late 90s. And I've seen almost all of your movies. And I have to say this, that it's very important to realize the positive psychological effects of being informed, of finding out the truth, of investigating. Back in 2001, just before 9/11, in August of 2001, my younger sister passed away. And the month after that, we were still in grieving, and, you know, 9/11 happened, and we were watching this on the tube as it was unfolding. And so you can imagine what I was feeling back then, more or less, right? So anyways, I start investigating, and I start researching, you know, more about 9/11 and why the towers fell. It just seemed an impossibility, looking at how neatly, perfectly pancaked, you know, the collapses were. And so that's how I started getting into more of your documentaries, and I started, you know, digging deeper into the truth. And you know, thank God, it's helped me out a lot in my, you know, my grieving process. And it's made, you know, many aspects of my life so much more clear to me. And the way I see the world now is very different to, you know, how I used to see it several years ago. And it's definitely given me a lot more self-confidence. It's given me a lot more positive attitude on life in general. And I understand people a lot more than I've, you know, ever understood them, you know. And
yeah, most people are in their own mind. They're thinking about themselves, how they look, what's going on. They're insecure.
Yeah.
You've got to shift out where you're outwardly looking.
Yeah.
And then when you're outwardly looking, always looking at the architecture of a physical or a political or a spiritual thing, the more you study, the more you focus, the more you open your mind, the more you see. It's like muscles.
Yes, exactly.
You have to develop those.
The truth does set you free. And another thing, too, I live over here in Brownsville and on the border. And if you want to see 1984 in real life, I mean, come down here. It's pretty bad here at the border. Not just social, economically. I mean, I have to commute almost every day, you know, back in across the border between Mexico and the U.S. And it's hell. I mean, it's just, you get badgered with all these personal questions at the border, and they make you feel like a terrorist and a criminal. I mean, it's just really bad down here. So,
But then that's for citizens. It's harder to get out than in. But
yeah.
Then to get in, it's easy.
Yeah.
Just amazing. I know. It has nothing to do with terrorism, and they're doing it's just a total joke. I'm sorry your sister died, but she's in a better
place.
Thank
you, Alex. Thank you. I know she is. And if you ever decide to make a documentary on, you know, life on the border, you know, come down here. This is the perfect place to shoot your documentary.
I wish I had time to make documentaries.
Yeah.
I wish I had. Hey, thanks for the call. That's a documentary I want to make. Thank you, JR. I'm sorry about your sister. Who's up next here? Let's go ahead and go to Cliff in Virginia. Cliff, you're on the air. Welcome.
How you doing?
Good.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay, I didn't know if I thought the phone hung up.
That's okay. You're on the air, sir.
Okay, I heard you talking earlier about the New World Order and all the microchips and how the Christians, you know, were going to be duped and everything, and talking about how the, you know, the Constitution we live under and our forefathers.
Yes.
And I happened to come across some information here that basically tells me, and it's got all the legal documentations here, that basically we've been under UN rule since the 20s.
Well, you know, they tried to set up the League of Nations in 1918 with Woodrow Wilson. And, yeah, I've got a 1936, or is it 7, original New York Times article with the 10 FEMA regions for world government, just openly pushing it then. But they claim FEMA got set up in 1979. And yes, sir, we have been under the corporate receivership of the big European banks.
Yeah,
since 1913.
Basically, with the IMF as a branch agency directly to the UN. See, there's, according to this information here that I'm reading, and I got it pulled up now, the Federal Reserve is just a shell, you know, for the IMF, who is the agency of the UN.
That's right.
And of course,
and the UN and the WTO and yeah. all of it are just private created corporate receivership bodies and mechanisms of control.
Yeah, and when I dig on deeper into this molehole, as you say, of information, it goes down to where it shows that every citizen here in the United States, you're not even a citizen, you're a property of human capital.
They publicly, that's what they call us human resources now.
Yeah.
They're the authorities, we're the civilians, we're the resource.
So if we have this going on, how can we say our Constitution is legal?
When, they're totally, they've totally bypassed it. They've circumnavigated.
Uh-huh.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order. Can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Don't worry, this show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell in.
That's right, don't worry. Tyranny always implodes of its own internal weight.
And the flames went higher.
And before I go to Ann and a few other calls, call from Denmark if we have time. Before I do that, my videos really have been effective. They're documented. They're the truth of the big picture. Police State 3 Total Enslavement is one of my newest. It's 2 hours, 44 minutes long, folks. Covers the whole gamut of the New World Order, government-sponsored terror, who the neocons are, what the New World Order is. Great video to have. Matrix of Evil is my newest, with Ron Paul and Cynthia McKinney and Frank Morales and Colonel Roberts and myself, and throwing the Patriot Act out here in Austin. myself confronting the deputy U.S. attorney. It's all in that film and my 9/11 films, the other great 9/11 videos that I'm carrying, George Humphrey's new 9/11 video, JPFO's Second Amendment video, Innocence Betrayed, The History of Gun Control, great film. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and sign on at PrisonPlanet.tv. 15 cents a day if you sign up for a year, 19 cents a day if you sign up for a month, all my videos, the book I've written, the book I published, two books, a bunch of other great videos, weekly TV reports, there at PrisonPlanet.tv if you're online, or if you want to order copies of the films, go to PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or call toll-free to order the videos. They're great films, and we need your support. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. My films are $25.95 apiece. $20 if you order three or more of any of the 10 films I've made. And the other videos I've got run from $19.95 to $29.95, depending on how much they cost me to get or what comes with them. Some of them come with books, free books and stuff. But definitely take action. These are powerful tools. You better get busy exposing these murdering terrorists. Don't you want to bring them to justice? We do that by exposing them. Anne in New Mexico. Anne, go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
I heard you on Coast to Coast last night. Really cogent and to the point.
Oh, so you thought it was a good show.
Oh, yeah. Kudos to you. You were on fire.
Oh. Hope I didn't run over George too much.
Oh, no. No, I think he was a little blown away. a comment and a question.
Well, he said at the end he's going to have me up in the next month for 3 hours.
Yes, I know, and I'm looking forward to that. Yes. He knows you're speaking the truth. A comment and a question. Thanks for that Renegade song. You know, the renegades are those that are following Yahweh.
Yes.
That makes them a renegade to the globalists.
That's it. It's a renegade to the world system.
Right, because the world system has the spirit of the devil in it. All the architecture, as you say, that's really a good word, has the spirit of anti-Messiah, the spirit of the devil. So, and they don't like those who have the spirit of Yahweh in them. Now, here's a question. Now, we know that the government is just for show. You know, the politics, that's just the front. Because the global cabal of intelligence, command, control, and communication, they're using their thug assassins, military, and in-the-pocket corporations to usher in their agenda. But where is the headquarters? I know it's Ephesians 6, you know, principalities, it's the spirit.
Well, you've got the 124 members of Bilderberg, and those are your top Illuminati people.
Oh, okay.
And then they dispatch their minions to their different management bodies mm-hmm. and boards that direct it right down to the city level.
Oh, okay. Got it. It's awful, isn't it, Alex? We just need to be under the shadow of Yahweh's wing, and Yahweh bless you, Alex.
Well, thank you. God bless you, too. All right, we're out of time. I'm sorry to Malta and Denmark and TJ and Bob and everybody else. We'll get to you tomorrow, 11 to 2 during the day. Back tonight, 9 to midnight, Central Standard Time. I mean, I want to tell the police and government something. They put the same stuff in your water, the same cancer viruses in your vaccines. They dumb your children down. Stop serving the New World Order. Yuppies, stop being idiots. Stop thinking, you know, you're all powerful and nothing, you know. Just wake up. Wake up.